From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. While calling Ethiopia a partner on many issues and hailing the country's fight against terrorism, President Barack Obama is also urging Ethiopia's leaders to protect human rights and ensure good governance. VOA White House correspondent Ruth Pandey has more on the president's talk with the Ethiopian Prime Minister in Addis Ababa.
The deadly blast that struck a hotel in Somalia's capital just as Mr. Obama landed in Ethiopia Sunday was a reminder, the U.S. president said, of the very real threat facing the region.
Yesterday's bombing in Mogadishu reminds us that terrorist groups like Al-Shabaab offer nothing but death and destruction and have to be stopped. We've got more work to do.
It was against this security backdrop that talks between President Obama and Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn took place Monday in Ethiopia's ornate National Palace. Following Monday's bilateral talks in the palace, President Obama convened a meeting with the leaders of Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, and the African Union in hopes of finding a path to peace. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Addis Ababa.
On Tuesday, President Obama visits the African Union's headquarters, also in Addis Ababa. Turkey has called for a meeting of its NATO allies on Tuesday to discuss threats to its security and airstrikes targeting Islamic State militants in Syria and Kurdish rebels in Iraq. Ankara made the request under Article 4 of NATO's founding treaty, which allows countries to ask for consultations when they believe territorial integrity, independence, or security is at risk. Talks will come as Turkey grapples with a wave of violence near its southern border with Syria and is ramping up the effort to fight terrorists there. On Monday, the U.S. said it is working with Turkey on an attack plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, a campaign that would escalate Ankara's involvement in the fight. This is VOA News.